Today in Montpelier, Governor Phil Scott outlined his $7.7 billion budget proposal. And right from the start, Scott made it clear that this year's spending plan was no ordinary proposal.
In my 21 years in public life, there has never been a more transformative moment.
Over the next 40 minutes, Scott laid out his plan, which includes big investments in housing, workforce development, and tax relief. Here to walk us through the budget proposal is VPR reporter Peter Hirschfeld. Hi, Pete.
Hey, Liam.
As I mentioned in that introduction, the governor was quick to point out that this year's budget proposal is historic. What's so special about it this year?
Yeah, I think he used the word historic, once in a lifetime, generational, you know, take your superlative. Lawmakers are using those terms too, I should note. And it's because over the past 2 years, the federal government has injected more money into the U.S. economy than at any other time in the history of our country. I mean, that includes spending on World War II, just for context. A lot of that money has gone to individual Vermonters in the form of stimulus payments or supplemental unemployment benefits. But more than $1 billion is available to elected officials to use largely as they see fit. And this has opened up a universe of possibilities that would have seemed ludicrous to budget writers in the administration or the legislative branch before the pandemic. The legislature's chief economist said recently that the country is in the midst of a, quote, epic economic experiment. And he was referring to the level of monetary intervention by the federal government. Governor Phil Scott and members of the legislature are in the lab right now, Liam, conducting that experiment on Vermonters' behalves. And as Phil Scott said today, the economic future of this state is going to be defined by the spending choices they make over the next few months.
Well, let's break down what was in the proposal. And what the governor was talking about today broadly falls into two categories, human infrastructure and physical infrastructure. And let's start with the physical infrastructure. What are Scott's plans there?
So housing is a huge focus when it comes to physical infrastructure. Phil Scott is calling for more than $140 million to boost housing stock in Vermont. Much of that spending will go toward the construction or rehabilitation of rental units for people who are transitioning from homelessness or low-income Vermonters who can't afford, a low-end rental in the state, let alone a place they'd be happy to call home. The governor's budget proposal, though, also calls for new investments in what's known as the missing middle, mid-priced homes for moderate-income Vermonters who are ready to become homeowners but just can't find anything in their price range. The governor also called for more investments in telecommunications infrastructure. That includes building on the broadband investments that lawmakers committed to last year, but also expanding on that. He wants them to invest $51 million in cell towers. He called for another $72 million in water, sewer, and stormwater infrastructure. We also heard the governor today propose $216 million on climate initiatives, both for to reduce emissions and to boost resiliency. And a lot of that will take the form of new infrastructure projects.
Well, on the other side, the governor mentioned that Vermont has lost 24,000 workers since the pandemic started. In terms of human infrastructure, things like workforce development and tax relief, what is Scott proposing?
Oh, man, so much. It's hard to know where to start. Scott led with workforce in his budget address, and he maintained that theme over the entirety of the address. All told, Liam, Scott is proposing more than $140 million in direct workforce development investments. That includes $1,000 refundable tax credits to retain nursing professionals and child care workers. It includes $14.4 million over the next 4 years to entice out-of-state workers to move to Vermont by offering them relocation incentives. It includes $10 million in loan repayment and scholarship programs for people in the trades. And notably, it includes an increase in base funding for the University of Vermont and Vermont State College System by a combined $15 million annually. Scott said investing in the future workforce means lowering the cost of in-state tuition for people who want to join that workforce. And this proposed increase would go exclusively toward tuition breaks for Vermonters who want to be able to go to the state, attend either the state college system or UVM.
And finally, Pete, in just the minute we have left, what did Democrats have to say about the governor's budget address today?
House Speaker Jill Kerwinski and Senate President Pro Tem Becca Ballance say the general themes in Scott's budget, i.e. housing, childcare, workforce, climate, mental health, dovetail really neatly with the needs and wants that they're hearing from their constituents. They say it's going to be nice to have a debate that centers on where to grow spending instead of which program should be on the chopping block. Where those dollars ought to get invested, though, is a question for which lawmakers may have a different answer than Phil Scott. Kerwinski is already signaling skepticism over this relocation incentive. She says the Vermonters she talked to want the legislature to invest in them. And Becca Ballant said, she's really skeptical about the benefits of the tax relief program. She says she'd prefer a more targeted program that returns money to working class families in the form of child care tax credits.
That's VPR's Peter Hirschfeld. Pete, thanks so much.
Thank you, Liam.